Good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Now, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have already voted.
Okay, thank you so much. May I know what is your age?
I'd rather not say.
Thank you. Now, what is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
I have a PhD in mathematics.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one is Ken Mascara.
I don't know him.
Thank you. About Richard Del Toro.
Yes.
Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very? Okay.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable opinion?
Very.
Thank you. Next one, Kathy Townsend. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Yes, I did. I voted for her, yes. Favorable. I voted for her.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes.
Somewhat favorable.
Very.
Thank you. Next one, Keith Pearson.
I know him, but I don't know if I voted for him or not. I can't remember.
Okay. So will you say that you don't have an opinion about him?
Right. I can't remember what I did with him.
Okay. Thank you. And last one is Linda Bartz.
No, I did not vote for her.
And do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or very unfavorable,
or have never? Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
He did a good job, or he's doing a good job.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I don't know. I know I looked him up and I read and I agreed with his policies.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3? Erin Ann Laurie or Linda Bartz?
Linda Bartz, I believe.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5? Audra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
Kathy Townsend.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
Del Toro.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I disagree with a lot of his policy.
And when you say that, you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Yes, I would say somewhat.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro in his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. First one says,
yeah, no, I haven't seen anything. I'm up in Massachusetts, so I'm not down there to read the newspapers.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we're almost done here. Thank you again for your time for your patience. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. First one says, saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, or haven't seen it, read, or heard anything.
I haven't seen or heard anything.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And will you call yourself a somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And may I know what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Hispanic? Okay. Thank you.
Caucasian.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye.
You too.